Hello, this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join me on an audio tour through the history of Northeast Indiana. Today we're on West Berry Street in Fort Wayne's historic West Central neighborhood. There are several historical markers in this remarkable neighborhood that holds the distinction of being Fort Wayne's first locally designated historic district and listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Let's get started by taking a look at an inventive architect in her home located at 1012 West Berry. It is the one-time home of Joel Nine and the Wildwood Company. Joel Roberts Nine, a native of Alabama, was an extraordinary woman of the early 1900s who envisioned a new form of domestic architecture based on the notion of the house of convenience. Designing homes that were pleasing to the eye, economical, convenient, and efficient became the hallmark of her work and that of her business partner, Grace E. Crosby, and the Wildwood Builders Company. Raised in a traditional fashion, Joel had no formal training in architecture. She met Lee J. Nine, a Fort Wayne attorney in Indianapolis, and shortly afterward, the two were married. Joel designed her first house for her new husband. She refused to live in the Nine family estate of Wildwood due to its dark and drafty appearance. She said that she desired to have a house that was suited for the person who spent the most time in it, the housewife. Specializing in craftsman and colonial revival style houses, Joel soon was designing houses on a regular basis, and her husband gave up his law practice in 1910 to form the Wildwood Builders Company to develop not only Mrs. Nine's houses, as they came to be called, but new types of urban neighborhoods altogether. The House of Convenience, upon which she based her designs, was a house that blended economical building materials and construction methods with durability and good modest looks. It was a house in which the housekeeper was the main focus, in which handsome individualism was deemed available to the modest home as well as to the opulent. It was an important beginning in the middle-class dream of home ownership as a source of pride, self-identity, and creativity. The home at 1012 West Berry Street along this trail is one of her houses. In 1914, an Indianapolis newspaper reported that Mrs. Nine had built over 300 houses. Her Wildwood Company supported new ideas in the development of neighborhoods and provided the prototype of modern suburbia in its projects in the Wildwood neighborhood on the far southwest side of Fort Wayne and in the Lafayette Place neighborhood in the far south side of the city. The company's Wildwood magazine achieved national recognition for its essays on new techniques for addressing burgeoning urban problems. Joel Nine died following a stroke at the age of 42. In 1916. Keep in mind that when you're on the Heritage Trail, you're walking through the stories that together add up to a powerful statement about the richness of our region's history. You can discover sites like the one at 1012 West Berry and more for yourself. ARCH, the Historic Preservation Organization, is a financial trustee for the trail. More about ARCH can be found online at archfw.org. For now, this is Tom Castaldi, and I invite you to join with me next time on the Heritage Trail.